The Dodgers and the Cardinals on Tuesday. The Cardinals already with a 1-0 lead, bottom one, when Yadier Molina comes calling.
Ground ball up the middle. That's going to go through. It's a base hit. Two runs are going to score. It's 3-0 Cardinals. Yadier Molina comes through. That's the third hit, and there are still no outs in the Cardinal first inning.
2-1. Utley swings. Hits a fly ball left field. On the run, Martinez can't catch it. The ball bounces over the sidewall for a ground rule double.
That's a break because the runner's going to have to go back to third base now.
Taylor has to go back to third. Had that ball stayed in the park, the Dodgers would have tied the game.
The idea of the warning.
Here's a base hit over second. Oh, DeJong caught it but then threw it away on one hop to the dugout. One run scored on the ball hit up the middle, and Chase Utley comes in with another.
Line drive base hit into left center. It's going to score another. Send the man to third. The runner's going to try to go to second. He's in there safely with an RBI double. And the Dodgers now lead it 9-4.
The Dodgers stay red hot with a 9-4 win. They've won six straight. The Cardinals have dropped 10 of their last 13. The Dodger bullpen scoreless inning streak was snapped at 22 2/3 after Yadier Molina went deep in the eighth. Chase Utley 3-for-4. He finished a home run shy of the cycle. Things certainly did look promising for the Redbirds after one inning on Tuesday, as they built a 3-0 lead against the Dodgers in Kenta Maeda. But L.A. battled back, and it was eventually a 10th loss in 13 games for the Redbirds by a 9-4 score. Here is St. Louis skipper Mike Matheny sharing his thoughts on the setback.
Usually you see kind of when the ball's elevated with him, there's days when that can be really effective. I think it's effective when he's able to still establish the bottom of the zone. You see a lot of the foul balls, you see the deeper counts. You're seeing less bites on the changeup. And I've always been a very strong voice towards Michael's deception and the fact of his tilt that he has when he is in the bottom of the zone. And then it can be effective in the top. But if you try and work the opposite way where you're establishing the higher pitches, it seems like it just leads to higher pitch counts and less effectiveness with change. Thought the curveball was very good today. Continues to be a very good pitch for him, but just one of those days.
Are there any physical concerns with him?
No, I think he hit 98 tonight. I mean, the velocity is a pretty good indicator with him when things are right, and just getting timed up.
36
in the third.
Yeah, is that still close to danger zone?
Yeah. Well, I felt all right with it at that point, but. He was getting near because, his overall pitch count too at that point. But when we get into those 30s, normally somebody's going to start getting warm in case can't stop the bleeding.
Is this a case of just a team that sees the pitcher well? Do you think with the Dodgers and Walker, we had seven great starts to start the season?
Yeah, I don't know. There are certain teams that match up well, but there weren't outrageous numbers against. They haven't seen him that many times to really make that prediction ahead of time. But I think it was more of just him finding his right rhythm. And when he does, whether especially against a team with so many lefties in the lineup, that's typically a team that he would have a lot of success with the changeup. But it's just something didn't click to where you saw those swings on the changeup. We saw right from the beginning they were taking good swings and. Having the hitters counts quite often too didn't help him out a lot.
The Cardinals try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Carlos Martinez. He'll be opposed by Hyunjin Ryu.